This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group.
Joining us now, though, on the line is Perth Glory's W League coach, Bobby Despotovsky. Bobby, thank you for coming on the program.
Not a problem. How are you?
We're great. Thank you. And Bobby, firstly, your thoughts on a huge milestone for women's football with one of your own, Sam Kerr, becoming the first ever female marquee player.
Oh, look, you know what? It's only what she deserves, and also what this league deserves to in way of keeping her here in Australia. She had quite a few offers from European clubs, and you know, she chose to stay at home and play in the W League, which was great for everybody involved.
I'm sure it's fantastic for your team, Bobby, but how much did, you know, playing in Perth, a hometown, factor into the decision?
It's a big factor for Sam, especially that Sam is away from home hell of a lot of time. You know, she's not spending that much time at home with the family and mum and dad and the nieces and the brothers and everybody that she has here. So that plays on her mind, because she's probably about 8 or so months in America playing her trade there. And then when she's not there, she's representing the country with Matildas. So it's only fair that she wanted to come back, but also it played on her mind that she's only going to play football for so many years. So she needs to cash in somehow. And you know, it's great that the league come up with that and the Perth Glory, and she is the first marquee, which is great for everybody involved.
And Bobby, you're also a Perth local and were a former striker in your playing day. How has it been to watch Sam Kerr develop as a player throughout the 10 years she's been at the club? And how much of what you teach her is from your own experience?
Oh, look, you know, she started as a winger. She started as a winger, and you know, we changed probably her position 3 or 4 years ago. When I became a coach, I've seen that you know, as a winger, she's really unused as much as a striker. You know, it's she's too far away from the goals being a winger, and we changed that to be closer to the goal. And you know, in first year, yes, she missed so many chances, but with work and more comfortable she becomes up front, she develops that killer instinct and good finishing that she needs. And you know, it's been great watching her from where she's actually getting scared being in front of goals and rushing her decisions to now being cool, calm and collected in front of the goals, and picking her right options to finish the good work from the team or the Matildas or in America, whatever that might be.
It's been absolutely fantastic to see her progression, Bobby, and I'm sure it's in no small part thanks to some of the coaching she's received from you. But seeing her make the Ballon d'Or shortlist today, it must be a pretty proud moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything that you know, Sam does in her career, we monitor very closely here, and we're very, very proud that she's representing the state. But also on the, you know, when she's representing the state in W League, we are very proud. But also the whole Australian public should be very proud that one of our own Australian is actually in the top 15 players in the world, and also the Lombard Awards. So it's great to see that we as a country, as a nation, we're doing something right here and providing the opportunities for the young players like Sammy Kerr to progress and do what they love to do.
She's certainly a shining light for the Australian women's game. But talking about the Perth Glory women specifically, you had very little trouble scoring goals last season, but you also conceded a few at the other end. Is defensive shape a major focus coming into this new campaign?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. We score a lot of goals last year, but we also conceded a lot, which it's counterproductive anyway. But you know, yeah, we concentrate on fixing the defense. Obviously, we signed Eliza from Adelaide, Norton from Adelaide, and You know, we got reshape a little bit with some of the younger players in our back line that are good players, but they needed opportunity to play, in which we this year we will give them. And so I think defensively we will be stronger, and hopefully we can score equal amount of goals, if not more, this year. Obviously, we brought in Cinta Calabadaraci from Melbourne, so she's going to be given a responsibility in the midfield to create something for us, and obviously to up front, Rachel and Sam, as we know, last year they scored combined 24 goals, I believe.
Yeah, that's it, Bobby. And how important was it for you to retain Rachel Hill? Because the dynamic duo that came with her and Sam Kerr, both were scoring and assisting each other. It was beautiful to watch. So, how important was it for you to keep her for the upcoming W League season?
Yeah, look, we were in close monitoring Rachel Hill this year. Obviously, she had a lot more playing time than last year. Last year, she only played 3 or 4 games in US. And when she comes to us, she comes with very good pedigree, but not as experienced as some of the other players. And obviously, we gave an opportunity to play, and she just ran away with it. You know, she took it under her belt and just created some great partnership with Sam Kerr. You know, if not scoring, then creating for Sam, and if Sam is not scoring, creating for Rachel Hill. So, you know, it was when we contacted Rachel Hill again, she was thrilled that we wanted her back, and you know, she worked with her manager and her club to come back again and play here. And from that point is, you know, I respect what Rachel does and how hard she works for the team. And obviously, she's a young player and we can't put too much pressure on her. But it's been great for us, and it's going to be great for Sam Kerr to again play with somebody that she's sort of familiar with up front.
And another player that Sam Kerr is very familiar with is Alyssa Mortz, who plays with her at Chicago Red Stars. Alyssa re-signing for Perth Glory today, I believe, after having a spell with the club back in 2016-17. What does she add to the side?
Look, Alyssa, we wanted to sign Alyssa last year as well, but we sort of ran out of time and ran out of the finances, and we decided to go with a different sort of a player in the midfield. Obviously, it didn't work out for us, but that's another story. But look, you know what? We gave Alyssa Mortz opportunity too easy to play, and she was fantastic for us. So, you know what? To the point when we played Adelaide in Adelaide, I actually apologized to her after the game, not signing her for last year. So, that was our mistake, and obviously when the opportunity presented itself to sign her again, I didn't hold back. It just we signed her straight away, and you know, she brings to us a stability and a work ethic in the midfield. She is a workhorse, and she's going to run 180 minutes for you. And not only that, she's fantastic in the air, and her energy around the midfield just lifts everybody around. But she's not only one that plays with Sam. There is Nikki Stanton that plays for the Chicago as well. So she's going to be coming back to us as well. So there is going to be three or four Chicago players with us.
And Bobby, the 11th edition of the W League is just around the corner. Are you happy with where you're tracking in the preseason at the moment?
Yes, very much so. We had a good hit out against WA State team last weekend. We scored some good goals, and the younger players, obviously we don't have our internationals as yet. Our younger group of players that we have and tracking very, very closely, and hoping that in, if not this year, next year, they step up onto the scene. Played extremely well. They carry out instructions from the coaches to the T, and you know, they run away winners 3-1. Not as much that they won the game, but in the way that they won the game and in the way that they conduct themselves, in the way that they run out of game and the fitness levels are not as yet at 90 minutes, but they're close to it. You know, we still have 3 weeks to go until the first game in Brisbane.
And Bobby, you just missed out on the final series last season. What are the expectations for 2018-19?
Our expectations are top four is a priority to get in, and then from there try to win it. Obviously, it's going to be very, very hard because there is some good teams with a lot of Matildas in, as Melbourne City and Sydney, and Newcastle is always a good proposition. You know, Brisbane is going to be there. So, you know, Canberra is strong. So you can't take any teams lightly. And you know what? I've been now in the league for 4 years, and the progression from 4 years ago when we had only a handful of internationals coming to W League to now where every single team has four international sports fields, it's extraordinary. The league just grows from strength to strength, and those internationals lift the league to the next level. Obviously, with all of our Matildas as well that playing in the league, and less Matildas now going overseas to play and to stay in the league because it's obviously financially more viable for them to stay here. They can easily from here go into any camp that Alan Stach wants them. It's very easy. They can monitor. They can actually send to the clubs their training regimes. Not as much as training regimes, but the fitness regimes that they want Matildas to be at, the top-up fitness regimes that they need to do and all of that. So practically the whole league being sort of our Australian players and being here, working together for the Matildas to succeed, if that is at international level or in the friendlies or whatever that might be.
Yes, the growth of the league has been fantastic to see, Bobby, and you're making us pretty excited about the upcoming season with that description. But I remember you on this very radio station last season complaining about the extra travel, of course, the Perth Glory women having to do, being based where they are, and also the scheduling being rather unfavourable. Is there anything, obviously some of that is out of your hands, but is there anything you can do from a conditioning and a recovery perspective to prepare for those extra travel demands that really hit Perth when it doesn't hit other teams?
Yeah, you know what? If the players are full-time professional footballers, then I would not have one word about the scheduling. You're a full-time professional footballer. You training, you travel, you play, you come back, you have a recovery. That's not even an issue with the professional footballers. Unfortunately, we don't have. We have only five that are full-time, and the rest of them are full-time employees somewhere else. So they have full-time jobs outside of the football. And when you need to take 11 or 12 annual leave days, like they have to take this year just to compete in the league, it's very unfair. We do have a Thursday night games away from home, Friday night games, and that all affect these footballers here in such a way that They are, if you have a recovery session and you fly in late at night, so say from Brisbane, you are wiped out for 2 days because tomorrow is Monday and you can't stay at home and lazy around and do your recovery and stuff. You have to go to work. So that prolonged your recovery session. So when you come to a training session on a Wednesday or the Tuesday or whatever the next day you're training, you just add more onto your fatigue. It's not more to your fitness, it's more to your fatigue. So eventually, after 4 or 5 weeks, that catches up with you and they wipe you out for a week or two. Or in the meantime, you might sustain an injury or whatever that might be. So it's really that people, yeah, that people want to, put games on the TV and stuff like that. But we have a duty of care as a football coach, as a club, as a coach, to protect these players. And at this point of time, I'm sorry, but it's not much protection from the league and the scheduling department.
Well, Bobby, the league has improved in quality across the board, but obviously, as you outlined there, some issues still to work out. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on re-signing your star player and a host of your other key contributors. The Perth Glory women's team is looking very strong ahead of this W League campaign. So thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to chatting to you during the season.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, guys.